Conscious Curiosity SD, where successful San Diego leaders share their stories of leading beyond profit and are using the influence of business to positively change the companies and communities we all work and live in. I'm your host, Jeff Blanton from Jailbreak Leadership, a proven and powerful process for unlocking the full potential of the people and teams across your organization, giving you the competitive advantage in the marketplace. We want to thank our collaborative community of business organizations, the Better Business Bureau, Conscious Capitalism, Business for Good, Cause San Diego, and Be Local. We're all focused on impacting our community of San Diego through the work they do as business leaders. Welcome to the show. Can business truly be a force for good? Today's guest on Conscious Curiosity SD doesn't just believe the answer is yes. He lives it, breathes it, and builds it into everything he does. Abraham Chen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you.
As the board chair of Be Local San Diego, Abraham is the heart of the movement that's redefining the role of business. Be Local unites a powerful community of the certified B Corps in San Diego, proving that business can be a driver of positive impact, not just for profit, but for people and the planet. Beyond his leadership in the B Corp space, Abraham is a team-building expert and culture creator, with experience spanning from big corporations, mid-sized firms, to early-stage startups, all with a deep focus on the customer's experience. Abraham, I can't wait to dive into this journey and hear what you're up to and what's going on.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this conversation.
How you're making this movement happen here in San Diego.
Yeah, you know, it's happening. It's here. We got a lot ahead of us, so it's exciting.
Well, let's start with you. Mm-hmm. Backstory, Abraham. Why is it you're doing what you're doing?
What
led you down this path?
Yeah, life is a winding road, right? And anyone who tells you that it's a straight line from A to B is lying. Especially on LinkedIn, let me tell you. And so
the squiggle.
Yes.
The squiggle.
You got
the plan, and then there's the life that you actually lead.
Is absolutely true. And so, believe it or not, so my background is in sociology undergrad. And I thought I was going to become a marriage and family therapist.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so I guess, like, not unlike this, you know.
It's like business.
Yeah, this podcast booth that we're in one-on-one. But, you know, post-graduation, I just needed to find a job to stay in San Diego. Ended up at Illumina in biotech. And started to really figure my road out in business. And it wasn't till getting my MBA that things started to really open up. And so in 2020, a very significant year.
Yep.
I was supposed to be in an in-person MBA program that started in April 2020. And of course, that became the first online cohort that they ever had. And in the midst of doing that program, I was learning all kinds of things about business, which was the whole point, right? Is to potentially pivot my career. And
at Illumina at that point in time?
I was a customer service.
You were a customer service. Okay.
Yep. And I was like, okay, let's figure out what it looks like to pivot. Let's explore different areas of career, you know? And what I found was very challenging. I did a year of the program, and every single course was about maximizing revenue and reducing costs for the business.
There you go. Capitalism.
Yes. And, you know, I got this pit in my stomach when I realized, oh, we're training every future business leader to think this way about how business should work. This whole system is just perpetuating through this, and became very jaded, honestly, as I was going through the program. And it wasn't until I took a sustainability in business course in that program, I think started to really open.
How did that sneak in?
You know, what's crazy is an elective.
Right.
Yeah. And so I was in this course with 10 people, and it was a professor who really saw beyond everything that we just talked about. His name is Kata Ratu, and still a really big influence in my life. And I still remember he looked at us all those on Zoom, and he said, this is a 5-week course. Imagine you get an A+ at the end of this course. You don't need to worry about the grade at all. What project would you pursue? Like, what do you really want to do when it comes to this topic? I said, well, first of all, it's just a shock of never had a professor or a teacher ever say that. But once I started to think deeper about it, I was like, okay, like, I want to understand, like, who's actually doing the actual work of bringing sustainability in business. When you take MBA, a lot of the work is theoretical. It's about, okay, here's the best way to run a business. I was doing part-time school, full-time work, and I was trying to match up everything I was learning in school to work. It doesn't match up.
Right, exactly. You know? Exactly.
I'll be taught, hey, here's how you're supposed to run supply chain. And then during the day, I'd run over to my head of supply chain and ask them how they did it. And they're like, here's the Excel sheet that I just dump everything into. Is it okay?
It's like I went to engineering school, right? You come out, I'm having some machines design. I'm over the designer. He pulls up a bolt. Yeah, that looks big enough.
Yeah, right?
Where's the big stress test formulas? Nah, that's big enough. That'll totally. Work. It looks good.
Yeah, so academic, very theoretical, and business, very application focused, just getting it done. And so I said, who's actually doing this? Who's actually applying sustainability to their business? And the professor said, well, you know, the highest achievement in sustainability in business is B Corp certification right now. I said, okay, I have no idea what that is. Guess we'll start there. And within just the first few minutes of reading about B Corp on the website, I was enamored because the founders of the B Corp movement said that the whole point was to hack into the heart of capitalism and change it for good. And immediately there's this jolt to like, this is the antidote to everything that I'd been looking for. And so I became so enamored. I was like diving deep into it, getting into the work. And then I was at a period of my life where there was a singular question that I was asking myself every day, which was, what would this look like if it was unreasonable? It's really a mind hack to really expand how you think.
Raise the bar, yeah.
Yeah. And I said, okay, what would be unreasonable about this? Well, what would be unreasonable is in a 5-week course, I write an article about B Corp that the school would feel comfortable publishing. So I said, all right, let's do that. And so went after it. The funny thing about asking a question like that is you might get unexpected results. So finished the project in 3 weeks.
Again, unreasonable.
Yeah. Very unreasonable. And then
was it just you or were you paired up with some
I had a collaborator, co-conspirator.
Okay.
Yes.
And like-minded.
Yeah. It's helpful to have like-minded the way.
It's the only way to go.
Mm-hmm. And once we did that project, we said, okay, well, who's actually doing that here in San Diego? Like, who are the B Corps in San Diego? So I just started reaching out to them on LinkedIn one by one. And eventually we got some callbacks. And so I ended up talking to 11 different leaders of B Corps in San Diego.
Let's say, how many did we have at that point in time?
At that point in time, we had 20.
Okay. Yeah. So we got half, over half. We're willing to say, hey.
Yes.
Give you some time.
Like, yeah.
Which is kind of the thing you see in those kinds of leaders, right?
It's true. Yeah. And in the B Corp movement, let me tell you, I see that over and over and over. We can get into that. But yeah, they were willing to give me the time and day to talk through it. And it was such a powerful experience. And that's how I found my most recent gig, which is at Classy, nonprofit fundraising software. And so the ability to use a for-profit model that's sustainable, profit-driven in order to create growth for this technology was really, really powerful. I think like you can use technology to unlock the power of business for nonprofits.
Yeah.
And so as soon as I heard about Classy, I was like, okay, that's got to be the next place I work. It's how I ended up at Classy. My first day at Classy was my last day of my MBA. So it's just
perfect.
You can't plan out life sometimes, you know, like it just stuff happens like this.
Yes.
And so I
hear that's how it's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
If we're just letting it flow, it's supposed to work like that, Abraham.
Yeah.
So I'm told. Line. Doesn't seem to work that way for me too often, but apparently I'm trying to hold something too tight over here. But rumor has it's just supposed to flow, you know?
No, non-judgmental space here, Jeff.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. And so ended up at Classy and I'm telling you, man, life never goes as planned. So I went to learn from Classy, like what it was to be a B Corp, also what the pitfalls were. Right? Eyes wide open. It's too good to be true.
Like, so you weren't showing up for a job. You were showing up like, what is this thing here?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It was a combo. It was like, I want to get involved, but I also want to learn. The weeks before I started, the person I talked to, who's the director of sustainability, left the company. The other person I talked to who helped deliver the B Corp certification also left the company. So when I got there, there was nobody. Yeah, I know. And I was like, okay, like, well, I came here to learn.
Maybe there's something wrong here.
Yeah. And then I guess I needed to figure out my own learning path. And so within a couple of days, I said, I need to find out who even knows anything about B Corp. There was one person who had taken it over, but that person even told me, they're like, you probably know more about B Corp than I do. And that was my first inkling to, okay, there's a void here.
An opportunity has presented itself.
I might have to fill it. Yeah. 2 months later, they said, hey, you know, we're part of a group called Be Local San Diego. They have a board chair opening and they have reached out. You might be perfect for that. Mind you, I was 3 months into working there. I had just interviewed most of these leaders less than 6 months prior. And then suddenly it was like,
you're in the club.
Yeah, I'm in. Okay. And then just started on the board. And that's how I ended up and wound up on Be Local San Diego's board.
So maybe share, we've talked about the B Corp several times here on the podcast for sure. Yes. Obviously you guys are actually collaborators for the podcast.
Yeah.
For the audience, maybe not all up to speed, what is a B Corp?
Yeah, B Corp 101. So the B Corp certification is issued by B-Lab. As I've alluded to, it's the highest level of sustainability that a company can achieve. And it measures you not just on environmental performance, but also how you show up for your workers, for your customers, for your suppliers, and really just taking a look at all of your stakeholders. Okay. And it really is an evolution of how we've thought about business for the past several decades, which was a solely shareholder-driven economy. I mean, it still is. Let's not kid ourselves.
Right. Still about dollars and cents at the end of the day.
Absolutely is. But there's nothing wrong with that initial piece of dollars and cents, right? There's a reason why the model works, because if you can generate capital and profit, you can reinvest it and grow. Okay. There's nothing wrong with the model itself. However, the way that we do it today is that that is the only thing that matters, both legally and in just practicality, how business is performed today. But we have the system we have today where companies are ultimately rewarded for squeezing out as much money as they can at the end of each quarterly period.
Yep.
And so really what we're trying to do is reintroduce to business this idea that how can you ensure that you're measuring your impact across all of your stakeholders? And understanding that the business has a responsibility to everyone that it touches.
Positive and negative, right? Mm-hmm. I think there's consequences sometimes of businesses that they just, well, that's not my, that's a freebie. I get to give that away. It'd be pollution or something like that, right?
It's that's just, right.
Yeah.
Yes. And what they don't realize is that you're stealing from one stakeholder.
Exactly.
To give to your shareholder.
Yeah, you're taking from the community to maybe produce mm-hmm. a product that's, you know, putting some waste into the system and, oh, that's free? No, it's not free.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the price we're paying today, right? So I'm coming back to haunt us right now.
We are absolutely paying the price today across the board. And so to me, again, right, this is the antidote to what ails us in terms of how capitalism gets the rap that it has today, deservedly, because we've introduced so much greed into the system. But we've also introduced to the system a ton of incentives to think only about shareholders, to only think about them in the short term. And so with B Corp certification, this is about reimagining how you can run your company in very practical ways to actually benefit all of your stakeholders.
So what kind of guidance do you get from B Corp? So I say, hey, I want to sign up and do this thing. I guess there's this evaluation, of where I'm at. How's it going?
Yeah.
Looking pretty good over here, not so good over here. Mm-hmm. Am I on my own to go figure that out, or do they supply some support, or what does that look like?
Yeah.
I have to go hire a bunch of expensive consultants to make this happen? How'd I do this, Abraham?
Yes. So the first step is going to bcorporation.net, going to the website, log on. And right now, Jeff, you could start your certification assessment immediately.
Anybody?
Yes. That's anyone. Anyone, completely free. And it's got around 200 questions that essentially measure across all of your stakeholders how your business operates and impacts them. And these are, you know, independently created. These are some of the top minds when it comes to social impact have essentially said, hey, these are the elements that make for good business impact on your community and on the world. And so you could sign up today, go take that. The questions are actually rather straightforward. They're not hidden in a lot of language. And even with complicated topics, they'll have little info buttons that you can see what's going on.
Well, you're trying to do measurable things, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can't measure it, then how can you see how you're doing against the rest of the world?
So totally.
Yep. If things are measurable, they become much clearer.
Yes. And all 200 questions are quantifiable. And so you take those 200 questions, you score 80 out of 200, which on first hand sounds easy to do, but the median score is 50. So it's actually quite challenging. But once you pass that 80 out of 200, you're able to start the next layer of the certification process. They'll assign to you somebody to go through the assessment with you to verify all of your answers. So it's also not just like those online quizzes you can take, just mark a bunch of stuff off and send it through. And then no, there's definitely a vetting process involved. So, you know, it takes time, it takes energy. I won't lie to you and say, yeah, it's super simple and you go on there and you'll be fine. It is difficult. And, you know, I would say that's not necessarily a bad thing because
to set a bar here.
Yeah. You want the rigor, right? And with the rigor comes the trust and Yeah, the level of trust that you can get from knowing, oh, if someone has earned the B Corp logo, like they went through time, energy, and doing the right thing.
People are starting to know what this is. I had Paula Cadero in here the other day, and she said one of the interesting factors is that, I mean, she said 5 years ago, she's running a class, she asked her students, one person knew what a B Corp is.
Yeah.
Next year, it was like, oh, not like three or four. She goes, today, Jeff, everyone knows what that is.
Yeah.
I know I bought some vitamins online. You know how that is, supplements. You're like, oh, what is this? Right. And I saw a B Corp company sell. I went, okay, I feel completely comfortable buying from these people, right? Yeah. I mean, it just changed my mind about things.
That's right. That's right. It's instant trust. The more I talk about the process, the more I see the light bulb come on for people. Because, you know, as consumers, we are heavily over-marketed. Right. Come on. Every time I open my phone, I'm getting ads from Instagram constantly. We're overmarketed people. And so we've learned to be skeptical.
As we should be.
Yes.
Because we read these studies. You go, well, who paid for the study? Oh, right. Coca-Cola paid for that study. No wonder Coke's good for you.
Yeah. It's like every couple of weeks you get, that thing I love turned out to be terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, this is an antidote for that overconsumption, that overmarketing. You can look at the B Corp logo and you know exactly what they went through to get there.
Yeah.
You know the exact benchmark that they've surpassed.
So the interesting part, as I understand it too, is that once you achieve it, you have to recertify every, 2 years, three years?
3 years.
Every three years. With an expectation of raising the bar, correct?
Correct. Yes.
So it's not like, oh, check the box, I'm done.
That's right.
I get to mail it in now. It's like, there's some expectation. You're continuing down this path.
That's correct. And the standards continue to evolve as well.
Mm.
In fact, we're headed for a large standard.
So you're moving the target on everybody too.
But for good.
For good. Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Yes. So there's a big standards change coming next year. 2026.
So get in now. Is that what you're telling us?
Get in now. Get in now, people. Yeah. And it's going to be significant and it's going to be really, really positive. I think ultimately for really setting the bar again for what business should be. But yeah, it's on the horizon.
So tell us a great local B Corp story.
Oh yeah.
Maybe some company that's here local that maybe some of us are aware of and just, I don't know, whatever that story might be that resonates with you.
We've got phenomenal B Corps here in San Diego. And today we have 45 of them. One of my
up from
favorites.
20
up from 20 guys, we've doubled in 3 years. One of my favorites is Lotus Sustainables. They just won Small Business of the Year award.
Past guests here on the show.
Yeah. You've told many good B Corp stories here.
We've had a few on the show.
Yeah. So Jesse and the team over there are doing phenomenal work trying to eliminate plastic from the shopping experience, right? I mean, single use plastic is everywhere in the supermarket. You see it on all the packaging. And then what always anchors me is like, if I want to get fresh produce, trying to do the right thing when I'm shopping.
Here's your plastic bag.
Yeah. Here's a giant roll of plastic. And there's not even sized appropriately.
I see we have green ones now. I'm not sure what that means, but that makes supposed to make me feel better, I think.
It doesn't mean any, man.
It's got food coloring in it.
Talk about like, talk about BS. You know, this is a total tangent, but I've used one of those composting green bags before.
Yeah.
I have a home composter. I put it in there. It did not break down.
Really?
Yes. So there's, sorry, there Jeff, another thing you're being lied to about, you know.
That's my whole bubble over here, Abraham. Yes.
Well, look, but hey, I got a solution for you, Lotus Sustainables.
There you go. So, we got an answer right here. We have a local answer.
I promise you, Jesse's not paying me for this advert. But yeah, so they're eliminating plastic from the shopping experience and really helping folks make better choices. They have awesome bags. And what I love about the product is you tell anybody about it and their eyes light up. It just makes sense. Right. Like everybody I tell about it, they're like, oh my God, I love that. I wish I had that. And that's how you know, like, it's such a good thing. And they're addressing a common problem. Right. And so, yeah, really, really love the team over there. They do really good work and they're growing significantly.
And I think the thing about that, Abraham, is that it isn't just, oh, the end product, some cool product that's good for society and all that. It's like, what we're saying as a B Corp is they're doing all these other things. They're taking care of all the stakeholders associated with the business, from the employees to their vendors, the supply chain and all that. So it's not just, it's a cool product.
Yeah.
I think that's what happens sometimes with nonprofits. Oh, they got this cool thing they're doing, but what's the rest of it look like?
Right. So to your point, Jesse should be okay with me sharing this. He literally just emailed me like 2 days ago. He said, hey, you know, we're brainstorming ideas to give back to our employees, wondering like how the other B Corps are handling this. So just constantly trying to learn. And that's the power of B Local San Diego like you know that the other people in the community are trusted people who think this way. So let me crowdsource from people who are doing the right thing and say, how can I treat my employees better and innovate socially, right? And that's completely outside of their core product, which again, on the face value of capitalism, none of that should matter. It should just be your product's good and people are buying it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so props to them. Big shout out.
So as the head of the association here locally, what's the grand plans? How are we going to move those numbers and get more companies into the play here?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a really, really magical little transformation that's starting to happen with the local San Diego. We're small, right? Initially, this is these 20 companies that were kind of talking to each other and trying to learn from each other. As you can see, we've doubled in 3 years. And to me, the next chapter really looks like diving deeper into what the certification is actually all about. All these elements within the assessment that can help businesses be better, right? Of course, I'd love for us to have a ton of B Corps in San Diego. And the aim right now is to get to 100 within the next 3 years.
All right.
Yeah.
E-hacks. So more than double again. Yeah.
Yes, we got to double again. And it's going to get harder, right? With the new assessment, with the powers that be, right? In the country. So politically, you know, we've got headwinds. We've got the economy not doing so hot either. And we know that in general, companies, they scale these things back.
Start looking at the bottom line again.
Yes. Back to the bottom line, which is understandable. And so we've got headwinds in it. We're going to help address that. And so Be Local San Diego as an organization, we're becoming really, really welcomed with the certification. You talked about who can I turn to if I get stuck in this assessment or get a little confused. And you start with Be Local San Diego. That's what we want to be known for, right? Like, okay, who can help me with my certification? And from there, you know, continue to funnel that down. I'm actually starting, so this is a public announcement of starting a consulting firm with Sam Mazzio, former podcast guest.
Yes.
And then Sarah Payne, who's a director of impact at the Untours Foundation, which Untours is the first B Corp in history. And so they're here in town as well.
Oh, wow.
In part. Yep. And so Sarah, Sam, and myself, just, you know, being massive B Corp nerds, but also in the heart of this movement, we're just like, man, we got to address this gap because there's just not enough help for companies to get certified. So we're starting a consulting firm, B School Consulting. I think we just filed for LLC, so this should be coming.
Oh, yeah, it's Sam. He can take care of that for you.
Yeah, hopefully the website will be up and running by the time this podcast releases.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Yes.
Hopefully and, so. Put a link into the to the podcast then.
Love that. Yeah. Love that.
So, well, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the pivot, huh?
That's a pivot and just really getting the...
Going to be unreasonable with this?
Got to be really unreasonable. Yes.
So what do you see 3 years from now if that happens beyond what you think? What's unreasonable for the new consultancy?
Yeah. Well, you know what would be really unreasonable is if all of business in San Diego becomes so transformed by the ideas of the B Corp assessment that the assessment is almost irrelevant here because of how well businesses are operating into these principles. Okay. That would be the beyond unreasonable, right?
Mm.
Is that we've made the assessment obsolete because businesses are operating
so
well. Yeah.
It's the mindset.
Yes. Because ultimately
we don't have to be told what's good to do.
Yeah.
We actually know what's good to do.
Exactly. We're
that's
not
a, that's a good idea, Abraham. We actually know this. We don't have to be told this. We actually know this.
Yeah. Right.
It's like we know the difference between right and wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at face value, it might seem like, oh, B Lab and B Local San Diego just out to make more B Corps. No, we want businesses to be better for our communities, for our planet, for our workers. And we want San Diego to be flush with companies that are doing the right thing. And however we get there, right? The best vehicle we know right now is the B Corp certification. But however we can get there, that's what we want. And so ultimately, the consulting firm, we probably won't be only focusing on it. I know for a fact, we're not just going to be focusing on B Corp certification. We want to help your company understand how to make a positive impact on all of these stakeholders, right? And so that's the grand plan. And the vision, it's interesting. So I just got off the plane last week, came back from London and Paris. Yeah. And London has the highest concentration of B Corps in the world.
I was going to ask you about this. What did you see relative to B Corps in Europe versus here?
Yeah, 1,000 certified B Corps in London.
No kidding.
We have 45. They have 1,000. The top city in the States is San Francisco with like 200. Okay. So I'm telling you, this is a dense population of B Corps in London. And I walk the streets and you can just see the B Corp certification logo in the storefronts.
So that means everybody knows what it is.
They do.
Today, I think it's still a bit of a mystery to the average consumer out there. But You're just like saying in places like London, it's like, no.
Yeah.
It's like the BBB signature. It's like, oh, okay, people know what that means.
Yes. Yeah. And they also have this opening of choice.
That's unreasonable.
Yes. But you know what's crazy about it is I was in London on vacation doing unreasonable things, which was hanging out with my wife, running around, and then hitting up B Corp people and meeting with them in London. And so
your wife was so excited.
Oh man.
Is it good next year, Abraham?
It was pretty funny. And so I met up with a guy in London who's there at the ground up, and he said in 2019, they only had 46 B corporations.
Whoa.
Yeah. In 3 years, they shot up to 200.
So what's the secret sauce?
That's what I wanted to get after.
And he couldn't tell you?
There were definitely elements that he could tell me, but I think they really had a hunger for something like that. The true secret sauce is community connection.
Yes.
And creating spaces where people want to be in the room. And
so we're trying to do a little bit of that.
We are. And it wasn't just that. It was that something he said was really, really stood out to me was that he would go to all these different business associate meetings, and you and I have been to many of those. And most of the time you walk in the room and you just know the vibe is off. You got to put on a happy face, shake some hands, and just talk about yourself and et cetera, et cetera. And he was like, the B Corp meetings were so different. And when we talked to somebody, it was just instant trust, values alignment. There was no egos. They would just introduce you to whoever they would offer to help you for free. It was just the vibe of the community.
Wow.
And I can confirm that that is the vibe of our community in San Diego. However, you know, we're smaller than that right now, but I've met the best people.
I think that's our advantage here. We need to take care of is like, we are a smaller community.
Yes.
We have that opportunity.
Yeah. San Diego is a little big town, right?
So I'm excited about what we're trying to do here with our latest name, Business Impact Alliance, which is you,
yes.
The BBB.
Yes.
Business for Good, yep. Cause, and Conscious Capitalism, the five organizations associated with the podcast. We'll throw the podcast in as the sixth one, right?
Yeah.
We're having conversations. How do we create that community? How
That's
do we
right.
create that collaboration to make that shift here? All from all those different perspectives of what the different organizations bring to the party.
Yeah, so. 100%. And so when you look at the groundwork in San Diego, it is ripe for that transformation. And I've experienced it over and over the past 3 years being involved in all this. So could be the next London. Right. Next time we talk, might be at 200.
We could be the London of America. Right. I mean, yes. I think that's the goal. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the goal. Mm-hmm. I keep bringing that up. I mean, I was talking to Paula about that when she was here the other day. It's just the idea that we could be that model city.
Yeah.
We have kind of this uniqueness. Grant Oliphant spoke to it when he came here the other day.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, we've kind of got, we're a bit of an island. Right.
Yep.
And we're the big, small town. So people know each other.
Yeah.
And like the eighth largest city in America. Mm-hmm. So if we could pull it together.
Yes.
This could be an amazing place. When I moved to San Diego 8 years ago, 9 years ago now, I guess probably. I mean, there was this feeling of having some impact in the community.
Yeah.
It was about coming to San Diego to do something.
Right.
So it's kind of cool. I feel like some things are happening.
Yeah.
Seen some cool things happen.
I completely agree with you. And so when we talked about the vision of London, so I was telling you, I was walking the streets and you mentioned it earlier, like, oh, I saw a vitamin with a B Corp. the logo, and I was like, okay, get instant trust. That is the first layer, right? You happen to stumble upon a vitamin company that was B Corp certified. When you walk in London, you can actively make choices where, so for example, if you wanted to have a workspace where those called the—
like what we got here at the BBB.
Yeah. You can actually look up the B Corp certified workspace and be, okay,
oh,
that's
really?
Where I want to go. Yeah.
So back to that community. I'm in a community with a bunch of people that have similar thoughts as I do. Yeah.
Yes. I met up with somebody at a coffee shop and she was like, oh, let's go to the B Corp certified coffee shop. Awesome. So I went to a place called Ozone Coffee. It was awesome. The coffee was great.
I know you were complaining trying to have a coffee here.
I was.
And you go, like, we don't have a B Corp.
We don't have a B Corp certified coffee. So if you run a coffee shop and you want to get B Corp certified, send me an email because we got to get spaces like that so that consumers and purpose aligned people can have that choice, right? And to me, that's the vision in San Diego is to get to the point where consumers can regularly choose B Corp over other options when it comes to, you know, the same thing, like breweries. My God, like, come on, we got to get a brewery B Corp certified. And then that'll be a place where purpose aligned people hang out. And to me, there's a beauty in that because it is consumers reaffirming the business's choice to do the right thing. And that's when we start to perpetuate and build a new system that really is for good.
So I don't know what kind of tracking business metrics they've done with B Corps, but certainly from the conscious capitalist side of things, the study's done. that companies that follow the philosophy, which is very in line with what the B Corp companies are doing, actually outperform, significantly outperform, which makes sense. If you just took one factor like employee engagement,
right?
If your employees show up excited to come to work versus the 80% out there that are just turning the wheel,
yeah.
I mean, how can you not be successful, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a winning formula.
It is. It is, because when you benefit all of your stakeholders, they give back to you. Our monolithic thinking about shareholder value at all costs, right, creates all this damage in the other stakeholders. You damage the planet, you damage your people. And all of that comes back to you as well. People don't talk enough about that.
Bad karma.
Yeah. Yeah. Bad karma indeed. And so it really is good business, as you say. Now, I also don't want to fool anyone to thinking like, yeah, if I become B Corp and I do all these things, I'm going to be top of the market. There are costs associated with doing this too, right? And we see that right now. The current climate is not good for a lot of these elements. And it can be very hard to choose these things. But I think if you zoom in, not at a business perspective, but at an individual perspective, right? A lot of times doing the right thing hurts. It hurts.
Right.
It comes at a cost.
Just eating healthy, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I'd much rather have this than
right,
that.
Right. Right. And it comes down to integrity, right? When you choose to eat something, you know, good for your body, or when you choose to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Right?
The long term versus the short hit of sugar or something. Yeah.
Yes. Or like, you know, when no one's looking, you choose to do the right thing, right? Even though it's at a short term cost there in that moment, the benefit for you is upholding your own integrity and your identity as a person. And I think that's the same for the soul of business, right? When you do the right thing, you embed that into the integrity of the business itself. And that to me is everything. Integrity, I've heard, is the most valuable thing we have, and it's the cheapest to give away. Mm-hmm. And in B Corp, in this movement, in these communities, I'm finding people with integrity. I'm finding people with values. I'm finding people who are willing to stand up for things when it's hard. It's hard right now, Jeff, to stand up for things.
Oh, yeah.
It's very hard.
We're in an interesting environment here now.
We are. And Be Local San Diego, we're not afraid of that, right? We have a grant application open right now to certify 4 to 5 BIPOC-owned companies here in San Diego to serve underserved communities who may have financial challenges or network challenges, right, to become B Corp certified. We want those companies in our network, right? When you talk about like where anti-DEI is today, right? As a person of color, it doesn't matter if you have DEI programs or not. My experience as an outsider will remain the same here. And so, you know, however that's playing out in the airwaves, we know as an organization, we're going to stand up for what's right. And we're going to stand up for the people who need our help.
Love it.
Yeah.
You're on a mission, my friend. My friend had their 24th anniversary at the Chamaya Mission. And up on the wall, they had, I get this right, freedom is not doing the thing you want to do.
Hmm. Yeah.
Actually be able to manage yourself and do the tough things, right?
Yes, it absolutely is.
I love that.
Yeah.
What are you optimistic about relative to San Diego here?
Hmm.
I mean, there's so many things we can point to, you know, that are not going so well. What are you optimistic about?
Yeah. You know, it's such an important question to keep asking ourselves.
Ties into gratitude at some level.
Yeah, gratitude and optimism, because that's what's going to keep driving things forward. What I am optimistic about is that I just keep meeting my favorite people in the world through this movement. Every single person I meet, wow, some of the smartest people I know, and also the most deeply empathetic, and also out doing the work, right? I just keep meeting those people over and over again. And I'm like, if we have these types of people here in the community, my God, like we can do so much. And there's so much noise on the national airwaves right now. There's so much noise, you know, at the federal level. And we have an opportunity to do a lot of good work in our spheres of influence here locally. We have so much, like none of that changed, you know, like people think that it all changed. And it's like, no, you still know the people you know. You still have the influence with the people that are around you. And we are still in charge of so many different institutions here in San Diego. And so to me, there is so much hope to go around. You know, I said my background's in sociology, right? And so with the opposing forces that be, you know, that's going to really bring out people that are understand like, oh, like that's not what I'm for. And that's going to drive the energy as well. So, you know, we're a couple weeks into this new presidency, and right now things feel quite bad.
Pretty crazy, I'll say.
It is.
Well, that's happening on a lot of chaos, basis, right? For sure.
But it's just been a couple weeks, right? And we still have a long road ahead of us. I'm already starting to see the energy of people mobilizing, and we need that. We need people to mobilize and get out and lead. You know, I was having a conversation with a close friend about, like, man, the thing that had been disheartening to me was a lack of leadership. Like, there were no voices opposing what was going on. But I'm starting to see that now. And those voices eventually are going to help us organize. And once we're organized, we're going to start to stand up for what's right. And so even just saying those things out loud to you, Jeff, fills me with optimism. Like, there's so much we can do.
Well, I think you make a really great point. At some level, we can get overwhelmed from, you know, climate change and all these kinds of things. Like, what can I do about this? But really, it just comes back to, like, what's in front of you? Where do you play? How do you show up and what doing what you're doing? Kind of back to the whole idea of you're running a company. How are you running that company on a day-to-day basis?
Totally.
And there are so many people doing wonderful things here.
Yes.
You just have to look around a little bit and get in those conversations, hang out in the right places. You go, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah. 100%.
I always love that whole idea of the unconscious, conscious capitalism. I mean, that's what I see here with the podcast. I just meet so many people who go, wow, you're doing some amazing things with your business. They may not know this lingo. They may not be familiar with B Corps or all this other stuff that we're doing, but you start to unpack what they're doing in their business and how they're treating their employees and all that. You go, wow, you know, you should join our club over here.
Yes, totally. And then once those people start to talk to each other, yeah.
Right. That's the goal. Now can we bring them together and start to have some conversation? That's my dream, right? Mm-hmm. It's like collaboration is happening in a big way.
Yep.
And that we're starting to really generate some amazing things.
Totally.
Because what I see today is an awful lot of silos.
Yes. But Jeff, you and I talked 3 years ago, right? You came to a B Corp happy hour, which we have monthly. Just
when and where?
Out. It's at Del Mar in the Sky Deck in front of Butchcraft, another great San Diego B Corp. Wednesday.
Past guest.
Yeah. Third Wednesday of every month. And
Come hang out
with this community that I'm talking about. It's legit. But you and I were talking, I remember very distinctly. We're like, man, there's all these groups and they're all in silos and none of them talk to each other. They all seem to be after the same thing. And we rattled them all off, and you literally just rattled them off 10 minutes ago. And we're all in conversation now.
Actually having conversations. All right, Abraham.
We're breaking bread. We're having dinner. Yeah. And like, I don't know how to get a little, that was me clapping my hands. But, you know, we already started coming a long way and we're going to continue to go. And so how could you not be filled with optimism knowing that that's happening here?
Yes. Good things are happening in San Diego. We are going to be the hub. We're going to be the London of the United States.
Oh, London's going to be looking to us.
Why 100? Abraham, come on. It's 1,000.
Yeah, it's too small.
Too small. You're thinking too small.
Way too small. Be unreasonable.
Well, believe it or not, time to wrap it up, my friend.
No, I thought we were going for 3 hours.
Things to do, places to go. So what's the big idea of all the things we talked about today? What's the one big thing you want people to remember?
People need to dream big and start small and start today.
Love that. Start today. Yeah. Who knows what tomorrow's going to bring? Let's not wait around. Let's move forward.
Yeah. Get out there. Get going. Every person listening has a sphere of influence. They have values. They have the ideal vision for how the world could be better. So go do it.
Take some action.
Yeah.
Need some help.
We're right here.
We're here. Join the club.
Love it.
Abraham, appreciate you, buddy. Thank you. I always enjoy spending time with you. I love the whole unreasonable story. And we're going to make San Diego unreasonable. And your leadership is going to be a big part of that. So thank you so much for everything you're doing. And very excited about the new gig you're putting together. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Well, that is our show for today. And if you enjoyed it, please subscribe, comment, and most importantly, share the podcast with a friend. Again, special thanks to our collaborative community of San Diego business organizations, the Better Business Bureau, Conscious Capitalism, Be Local, Business for Good, and Cause San Diego. We're all using the influence of business to positively impact our very own community of San Diego. I'm Jeff Blanton from Jailbreak Break Leadership saying, until next time, go do what you do. Go do what you do best, for we're all counting on you.